This is Conor Lennon from UN News. With drought in Somalia on the verge of affecting 2.2 million people across the country, almost a fifth of the population, UN agencies are calling for urgent funds for critical livelihood support. In an interview on Wednesday with UN News, the head of the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Assistance, or OCHA, in the capital Mogadishu, noted the resilience of the Somali people who don't freely accept charity. Stressing that drought is causing crops to fail and livestock to die, OCHA's Justin Brady said that not only livelihoods were at stake, but the whole centuries-old identity of pastoralists in the region. Mr. Brady spoke to UN News' Paulina Greer.
We had come into the year with a forecast of an average long rainy season, what is called the goo season here. Unfortunately, due to the cyclones in the southern Indian Ocean, the rains were inhibited from moving north, and the forecast has radically changed to a much more negative outlook for the season. With an initial failure of the rains, we're seeing some localized rains now, but much of it coming too little too late for the agricultural sector in the country.
And how many people are affected or could be affected by this drought?
Somalia is a protracted crisis, so we entered the year with an estimated 1.5 million people in crisis and emergency as far as food insecurity goes. That number was elevated to 1.7 million after the dry season that ended in March. And the estimate now, though it is based on a hopeful prospects for rains in May and June, which, again, are not materializing, is that we will climb to 2.2 million people in crisis and emergency as far as food insecurity goes. Now, if we look at 2017, when we faced a famine warning, we had a total of 2.9 million people in crisis and emergency. So we're not at those levels, and we don't expect to get there, but they're certainly climbing very quickly heading into the remainder of this rainy season.
And what is the UN doing to assist the people?
Well, with our partners, we are working in coordination with the government and both at federal and state levels to mobilize resources to activate the mechanisms that we put in place in 2017, which proved successful in averting a famine. A lot of that is cash-based programming, using the markets that are functional in Somalia to allow people to access food and to step up in areas of nutrition, health, and water availability across the country, really, now. The situation in the north was already bad in the beginning of the year. We had received an allocation from the Central Emergency Response Fund rapid response window for drought a couple of months ago, and unfortunately now we'll be expecting the need for additional resources, not just from the SURF, but what we've appealed for 2 days ago was $710 million from June till the end of the year in order to scale up response sufficiently to meet the needs.
And are there any personal stories of the people that you've met, that you've spoken to, that you would want to share?
The stories, unfortunately, are reminiscent of 2017, reminiscent of 2011. We're seeing these erratic weather patterns that are synonymous with climate change in Somalia, leaving people in the worst situations. A single mother-headed household displaced from her village, not just by drought, but also insecurity having an impact on that. And she's come to the outskirts of Mogadishu, settled into an informal settlement, and is now reliant. And to know Somali people, they are not ones who freely accept charity. And it's difficult for them to be put in a position where they are reliant and dependent on others for their well-being. Another good example, I think, is discussions with a minister at the state level who raised the question, if this continues, how viable is a pastoralist lifestyle going forward? And that's not just a question of a livelihood for 65% of the population in that state, but it's the identity of that population itself. They are nomadic pastoralists. Their grandfathers and grandmothers, their great-great-great-grandmothers and grandfathers were nomadic pastoralists. So you're talking about an impact on people's lives, their livelihoods, but also their identity.